It's known as Stuxnet, and it is a computer worm. Some say it was designed by the U.S. government or another nation to upset Iran's nuclear program. Some say it's just a creative hacker. There are some who even say it rivals the Da Vinci Code for obfuscation. But what it does is take over your computer and wreak all kinds of havoc. Now, what are the facts and what is speculation in this case? Well, that's why we contacted Eleanor Mills. She is with CNET out of San Francisco. Eleanor, good afternoon.
Hello.
And just for my listeners' sake, if you could explain, what is Stuxnet and where did it first emerge?
It's a complicated, very sophisticated piece of malware that takes advantage of several holes, actually about four holes, vulnerabilities in Microsoft's Windows software. But it's targeting not Windows PCs. It's targeting Windows PCs that are connected to or running a certain type of software that's used in industrial control systems. It's made by Siemens. And so it gets on computers through these holes in Windows, most of which have been patched, several that Microsoft is working on patches for, and then when it finds a certain Siemens software, it does certain things, injects code into some processes, and leaves a back door, and looks for security software and tries to disable that. It has a number of things that it does, and it has various ways of spreading. So it was because of it targeting the Siemens software that's used in critical infrastructure systems, it's a first of its kind in that regard.
Now, you say critical infrastructure systems. What are some of those systems that it's after? We've heard about the Iranian nuclear plant, but what else could this thing affect?
All sorts of things. That software is used for, manufacturing plants, energy plants, turbine systems. I guess Siemens even said that software is going to be in, access control systems and, anything that involves complicated turning off of valves, electricity systems. It's the processes that operate those things, but the critical fact that they're in processes in energy systems is the scary part.
I understand there's something like 30,000 computers or more that were affected in Iran itself?
Yes, the highest infection rate was in Iran. And again, that's not nuclear plants or anything. That's computers infected or IP addresses that are attached to computers that were infected, Windows machines. And we don't know how many of those were actually, high-level plants or critical infrastructure. Siemens has said that at least 14... at the time, this was, a month or two ago, at the time, 14 of its, customers running its software that have plants were affected. But we don't know, again, how many of those, if any, were in Iran.
Okay, now I understand there's some rather strange things going on in this worm, too, like biblical references to the Book of Esther, or possibly that's just, an offhand kind of reference to a remote terminal unit or something like that. What is going on with this? There have been all kinds of theories flying around as to who wrote it or why it was written or if there are so-called Easter eggs in the code itself that let people know who did it.
Right. Well, the fact that there's that's highly sophisticated software that used a lot of interesting methods to propagate and get onto the systems and target these systems that they think, it's not just some hacker in a basement somewhere, that it's maybe some kind of coordinated team, maybe some kind of nation state. Who else would want to do that kind of espionage or sabotage? Then they found that there was often creators of these programs leave, comments in the code or secret messages or, file names that may or may not indicate who created it or what the target is or why they're doing it. But those could also be red herrings. So Symantec analyzed the code and found some references to some file names and some other, messages or words or things in the code that they said had, biblical references. Like for one instance, there's a series of numbers, and if that is in a registry key on the victim's computer, then it won't operate. And then they looked at this series of, like, I think it's 10 numbers, and they said, oh, well, that, you know, could be a date. And then they looked at the dates and found that it was the date that a prominent Iranian Jew was executed in Tehran, and that led to an exodus of Jews from Iran in 1979. So, but that also could be just a random series of numbers. It could be, represent something else. They also found in the code some references to, like, Myrtus. Well, that's a Latin word for myrtle, which is another name for Esther, who was the Jewish queen who saved, the Jews in Persia. But it could also be a reference to My Remote Terminal Unit, sort of an acronym for that. And that's a chip-controlled device that deals with these distributed control systems. So, you know, whether or not there are Jewish biblical references that would tie it back to Israel and or the U.S., that's kind of a stretch. But, you know, Symantec is saying, look, we found these things. Do with the information what you will.
Do people really need to be concerned about this worm, or is this just a nuisance?
It's both, maybe. It's a nuisance in that, yes, like a lot of malware, it's infecting computers. It doesn't, unlike a lot of malware that we have, that you really should be concerned with, you know, as a consumer or a business owner, it's not going to affect your system unless you are one of those critical infrastructures or running that Siemens software. But for you and me, you know, basically we just need to, you know, practice safe computing, use antivirus, keep our systems safe. There's worse things out there for you and me and our companies. For critical infrastructure systems, they do need to be concerned. They're not sure exactly what this would do in those environments. We don't know exactly what the intention was and what it could do or may have done already that we just don't know because, you know, the targeted victim didn't publicize it. So they need to be hyper-vigilant. And this is, they also, you know, we do need to realize that now those, the malware and the viruses and things that, you know, have been annoyance and problems for, you know, computer users for decades now, they're being targeted at really sensitive, important infrastructure systems that, if they were affected or sabotaged, could affect us in a much real-world system, you know, lights going out or things happening that could be worse. So in that sense, yeah, it's, things have ratcheted up a bit, but we saw this coming.
All right, that is Eleanor Mills. She's a senior writer for CBS Interactive and CNET.com. She spoke to us from their offices in San Francisco, California.